Federal District Judge Beislein today halted activity on offshore oil and gas leases in the Chukchi Sea. Lease sale 193 was conducted in 2008 and garnered $2.7 billion during the sale. Anchorage Judge Ralph Beislein found the Minerals Management Service had violated the National Environmental Policy Act in two areas. Under NEPA regulations, MMS should have determined what potential environmental impact information was missing that was important to their decision-making and whether they could obtain that information. Eric Graffy is an attorney with Earth Justice, the law firm that represented 15 environmental and native organizations in the lease challenge. He says MMS did not comply with those requirements.
So in other words, the agency admitted that there was much it doesn't know and that information rendered analysis of potential environmental effects very difficult to do, but then didn't take the necessary next steps in identifying, well, what information is important and can we get that information?
Graffy said MMS would have to show that the cost or time involved with obtaining the missing information would be exorbitant in order to be released from the requirement. Beislein also found that MMS had failed to analyze the potential impacts from natural gas exploration and development on the leases.
They only looked at the development of oil and not natural gas, but the leases themselves encourage and provide incentives for not only for oil development, but also for natural gas development.
Graffy says no activity can happen on the leases until the agency analyzes what is missing, if they can get it, and if not, justify why not to the judge. The major leaseholders are Shell and ConocoPhillips. Others include Statoil, ENI, and Repsol. Shell was the highest bidder on the leases at $2.1 billion. Caroline Cannon is president of the Native Village of Point Hope, a plaintiff in the lawsuit. She says the lease sale happened too quickly, without input from local communities. Her reaction to the decision has been an emotional one.
There was actually literally tears coming from my eyes because it's been a long battle. It's been a long process, but it's all worth it. It's worth it. And I'm just so excited. I can say that, you know, I'm very happy. I'm just at awe.
A spokesman for the Minerals Management Service, now the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, says the agency is reviewing the judge's decision and won't have a comment at this time. Curtis Smith is spokesman for Shell Alaska. He says the company is also analyzing the decision. Their exploratory drilling plans in the Chukchi for this summer were put on hold by the Obama administration as a result of BP's Gulf of Mexico oil spill. But Smith says the company was getting ready to begin other work in the Chukchi this summer.
Obviously, as a result of the Gulf of Mexico incident, drilling was not an option for 2010, but we still had planned a very robust baseline science program as well as shallow hazard surveys in both the Chukchi and Wilford. So still unclear now as a result of today's ruling if we can move forward with those operations.
Smith says the company's plans for exploratory work in 2011 are also up in the air. He doesn't know yet if Shell will appeal the decision.